right. That is East Philly by Matt Cappy. He is on my platform today. Welcome, Matt.
Hey, thank you very much, Brenda. It's so nice to be here with you.
Wow, wow. You can really blow that horn. And thanks to Myron Ruffin that has referred me to you.
Many thanks to Myron. If you was out there,
you know, I would never know. And you can really blow your horn. Tell us where you're calling from, Matt.
So I'm calling from right over the bridge from Philadelphia in a town called Collingswood, New Jersey, which I affectionately call East Philly.
Hence the term
East Philly. So if any of your listeners have been to Philadelphia, there are official neighborhoods, North Philly, South Philly, and West Philly. The most east part of the city is Society Hill now, and that's when Ben Franklin was around. That was where City Hall was and stuff, like where the Independence Declaration of Independence was signed. But that neighborhood never became known as, quote-unquote, East Philly. So I liken the area that I was raised in, kind of like being from Astoria, Queens, to Manhattan, or like Brooklyn to Manhattan. So like we're right over the bridge to Philadelphia.
All right. Thank you for that information. Wow. Wow. So
you're welcome.
As I was spinning East Philly, I did my research on that. Go ahead and tell our curious listeners out there about that track and what inspired you to do it and when it was released. What year was that?
So that's off my debut album. My debut album is called Church and State. And that came out in June of 2017. So we're marking 4 years this June. The inspiration, which a lot of my music is you know, somewhere in between like Donald Byrd meets Freddie Hubbard, kind of lame. So, you know, I'm blessed. Philly is, we're blessed here to have just a plethora of amazing musicians. And on that track, Steve McKee is playing drums. The great Anthony Tidd is playing bass, Clay Sears is playing guitar, you have Eric Wortham and also Justin Gilbert on keys, and then my friend Mike Burton on sax. So tons of great musicians.
Yes, I had Mike Burton on my platform many months ago. Yeah, so
yeah.
I was really doing research, and I'm like, wow, you had played with a lot of other musicians. And you had collaborated with Kirk Franklin, Mary J. Blige, Queen Latifah, Patti LaBelle. You had been around. So go right ahead and introduce yourself. What would you tell the curious listeners about yourself?
So my name is Matt Cappy. I'm raised in New Jersey, right outside of Philadelphia. My mother's from West Virginia, so I got that Southern soul in me, and my father's from New York City, so I have that that New York mind going on. But all through the mix of the Philadelphia like music community, and you know, the sound of Philadelphia, and Coltrane and McCoy Tyner and Lee Morgan and the history of Philadelphia jazz wise. So I came out of college, went to University of the Arts. And a couple years out of college, I basically won an audition and was chosen to be in Miss Jill Scott's first band. And then I was touring. That started the touring years. And that band was called Fatback Kathy. And I'm on the gold-selling live album of Jill's called 826 Plus. And basically that's where it all started, Brenda. Like I started touring with Jill and then just met other musicians in the touring network and was able to play with a bunch of A-list artists now, and it's all been a blessing.
Wow, you had a life. I'm telling you, you still having fun, ain't you? Wow.
I'm still swinging the bat, you know, I'm still swinging the bat. Or as I say, you know, the waves keep rolling in, so I'm going to get my surfboard and keep riding them, you know. It's been a blessing, definitely.
Well, I love your music. I love the trumpet, the sound of the trumpet. So we will mention the newest single, Look at Us Now. What's the story behind that track before I spin it? It's already being released. What's the story behind that track right there?
So that, that's interesting. That was one of the first ones I wrote for my new record. And There's an instrumental of it. It originally came out as an instrumental. Well, not came out, but I have an instrumental version that will also be on the album, and I added flugelhorns to that and some percussion. But you mentioned Miss Patti LaBelle. So in the touring band of Miss Patti is two amazing singers, Brenda Roy and also B. Slade.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, one of these weekends away, B. Slade and I were just chopping up music and writing different songs for other people, actually. And then I said, hey, you know, I have a new album almost getting ready. He said, man, I got to hear some of it. Let me know. And then so I started with that track, and, you know, he fell in love with the melody. He's like, wow, what a beautiful melody.
Yeah.
And then we started thinking of, like, storylines. And essentially Look at Us Now is a story of my wife and I, and we've been together 20 years, married 10.
Wow.
We have two boys. We have two boys, 8 and 6. Thank you very much. But, you know, as anyone knows, if we're in a relationship, married or not, obviously it takes work. So this is a story of, you know, of not leaving the relationship and dealing with the tough times, and both parties realizing that there's better times ahead, and it ultimately will be worth it getting through the tough times. So sort of like, you know, Look at Us Now. If you would see my wife and I go to a restaurant or this and that, you would just think, oh, you know, two attractive people, they must have the easiest life in the world, you know. But it couldn't be further from the truth, and we all have our personal struggles and things we need to get better at. And that's what the words are that B. Slade and I wrote, too. So
okay.
That's the story.
Well, all right. Here is Look at Us Now featuring B. Slade and Brenda Roy. We will be right back.
Yeah.
at this now. Matt Cappy. All right, yes. All right. Now, as we move along with the show here, go right ahead, Matt, and give your website information and your social media info.
All right. Well, my website, you can find all things Matt Cappy at my website, which is MattCappy.com. And social media on Instagram and Facebook is one word, Matt Cappy Music. And Twitter is Matt_Cappy.
All right. Thank you for that information. So, Matt,
you're welcome.
What is that ultimate desire which you wish all your fans and followers out there to get out of this new single, Look at Us Now, of all your music, matter of fact?
Well, in general, right, music is absolutely the backdrop to all of our lives. And in moments that can offer help, support, some inspiration, motivation. So all of that, I think it's a, I'm blessed to play the trumpet, to follow my dreams. And so now it's like just trying to write some music that, can affect people positively. Just trying to build to that next level where soon I'll be playing in cities near you and, can come meet the people face to face, right. And say hi and everybody go home happy and fulfilled.
I would love to see you play live. So while we're talking about that, you have upcoming performances?
I do kind of in the Philadelphia area right now. There's a really nice shore town called Cape May. It's the most southern point of New Jersey. They have a great jazz fest called the Exit Zero Jazz Fest, but they also have something called the Sunset Series Jazz Fest. So I'm be playing that coming up on June 12th. And honestly, I'm in the works. I have a lot of shows about ready to be released in support of my next album, which comes out June 11th.
All right. Thank you for that information. I was going to ask you about some future music, so thank you for that information.
Yep.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. The album is called Tales of the Tape. Of the Tape. And That name comes from one of my first mentors on the trumpet, the late great Joe Fallon. I would go to his house for lessons. He would take out a record. I would give him a cassette tape. Halfway through the lesson, he would flip the tape and flip the record, and then I would leave with the tape. And Clifford Brown with strings, or Vivaldi, or Freddie Hubbard, or Duke Ellington, or Strauss, or he just filled me up with so much amazing music at a young age. And I still have all these cassettes. I never got rid of them when cassettes went away. And they are kind of coming back now, which is good. I still have my tape deck. So there's a still picture on the back cover of the album of my old techniques tape deck with all these tapes strewn about, and these are the tales of the tape.
Great. Wow. Wow. So the last question I want to ask you, I also have a track I want to get information about you is called Electric Shine. It really grabbed my attention. What's the story behind that melody there, and when was it released? What year was it released on which album?
So Electric Shine is also a single for the forthcoming Tales of the Tape. So I released Electric Shine and Look at Us Now. And Electric Shine is the melding of so growing up, I was also a big Genesis fan, and I loved the sounds of those keyboards of that era specifically. When I first recorded the song, and it has this beat, like if you take out the keyboards, it's almost in a way like kind of like a hip hop, really like grooving, driving beat. And but then I wanted to, like, I was like, how can I, introduce some keyboard stuff in here? I want to kind of like, just always trying to create and go in new directions and push the boundaries and see what can mold and fit together. And so that was Electric Shine. And then once I put the keyboard and I like sang that melody of the keyboard part and laid it, then I thought, the muted trumpet aspect of the melody would be cooler than, say, just the open trumpet. So that's essentially, like my Genesis Talking Heads meets like the Roots, cool, vibey, muted trumpet over top. And that's me singing like the oohs and ahs at the end of the track too. So I wanted to start introducing myself that way too.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. I will play that track at the end of the show.
I also want you to know that my 8-year-old came up with that. I had different working titles, and he's like, "Daddy, when I listen to that, it's like, I don't know, it's like electric shine." I was like, I said, "You know what, son? You just named that song. That is perfect.
Oh,
that
my.
Is the perfect title." So
that's
true
adorable.
Story. Yeah.
Thank you for that info. Okay, we're coming to the close of our fun. I want to thank you, Matt, for coming onto the platform. Any words of encouragement you would like to give while folks are still dealing with the confusion of the pandemic, the dark times we're dealing with?
Just try to stay the course as best you can. I know nothing is kind of like it used to be at this point, but I am hopeful that we are getting back to that place sooner than later. I know for each of us, it's meant different things these past 18 months. And, but then also, I guess, try to find some of the blessing in that as well, like the world's slowing down, some contentment, trying to find some inner peace, and maybe realizing you don't have to run as hard quite maybe when the world opens up, but also know everything that you do truly miss and how important it was in your life. And hopefully, you know, music and live music is at the top of that list, and we'll be able to see you, whether it's a Patti LaBelle show or a Matt Cappy show or Jill Scott show, any of those. You know, it's we all know that music probably did help get you through it, but just know each and every one of us struggled in some way, you know, whether it's financially, emotionally, health-wise, right? I mean, I feel horrible for, I've known some people. I just had a really tough loss myself in the Philadelphia music community. Rest in peace, Paris Bowens, only 41 years old, and he succumbed to it. And it's one of the things, hopefully we look back in the history that we all got through it. And if anything, hopefully it lets us, it's a really poignant reminder to make every day count and to enjoy it the best you can.
Wow. Thank you for those encouraging words, Matt Cappy. You have a blessed day.
You are
day.
So welcome.
You are more welcome
you as well.
To come back. You are more than welcome to come back.
I'd be honored. I'd love to. I thank you for your I would say hospitality. But
okay.
it's so you're so welcoming, Brenda. So congrats on your show and your success, and it's an honor to join you and your listeners today. So thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. You have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt Cappy, everyone.
All right. So stay on the air. I'll be playing Electric Shine, and I have another treat for all the listening ears. Stay tuned. All right. That is Electric Shine by Matt Cappy. Be looking for it. It's already released out. The treat I have for you is my next upcoming guest coming up tomorrow on May 26th, 2:30 p.m. Central Time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That is Nicole Henry. She has a new single called Feeling Good, which I am not playing that track. I am playing one of her older tracks. This one is called The Nearness of You, which came out what year? I'll let you think about that one. That is one of her oldest tracks, The Nearness of You by Nicole Henry. She will be my next guest coming up tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and you have a blessed evening. This is Lady Diva signing out of Let's Jazz It Up. Good night, everyone.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. Isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation? Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. In my arms, and I feel you so close to me. All my wildest dreams come true. the nearness of you.